With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Social media companies have revoked access to about 4.7 million accounts identified as belonging to children in Australia. More from correspondent Charles Del Desma.
This follows the country's ban on platforms used by those under 16. Communications Minister Annika Wells announced the figures on Friday, highlighting the success of the law enacted in December. The ban sparked debates about technology use, privacy and child safety. Platforms like Facebook, YouTube and X face hefty fines if they fail to comply. Officials say the measure's encouraging, though some young users have found ways to bypass restrictions. Other countries, such as Denmark, are considering similar bans. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A case involving a popular weed killer goes before the Supreme Court.
The High Court has agreed to hear an appeal from agrochemical manufacturer Bayer to block thousands of state lawsuits alleging it failed to warn people its popular weed killer Roundup could cause cancer. The justices will hear a case from Missouri where a man developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup on a community garden. Some studies associate Roundup's key ingredient, glyphosate, with cancer. The EPA has said it's unlikely to be carcinogenic to humans when used as directed. Bob Agner reporting.
Virginia's Democratic-led General Assembly is advancing a constitutional amendment to allow redistricting ahead of the midterms. This means Virginia voters will be tasked with deciding whether lawmakers should redraw the state's congressional map ahead of the midterm elections. The legislature's proposed congressional map will be made public by the end of the month. Hundreds from the NASCAR community gathered at Charlotte's Bojangles Coliseum for a memorial service honoring former driver Greg Biffle, his family, and others killed in the plane crash last month. Biffle, his wife Christina, and their children were among the seven victims. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. This is SRN News. A senator is asking the question, can a man become pregnant?
That's the question Republican Josh Hawley put to Dr. Nisha Verma, a woman's health expert called to testify about abortion and other topics on the Hill this week. Dr. Verma declined to answer, saying she thought the question was divisive. This comes just days after the Supreme Court heard arguments over state laws banning males from playing sports against girls, and lawyers for the plaintiffs refused to say if male and female can be defined. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Department of Homeland Security is making it easier for visa-holding religious workers to serve U.S. congregations with less disruption. DHS announced a change this week to reduce visa wait times ahead of for foreign nationals serving as pastors, priests, imams, and rabbis. These workers face long backlogs for permanent residency, but can enter on temporary RT or R1 visas. The new rule removes the requirement for R1 workers to leave the country a year after the visa expires. There is a 24 years to life in prison sentence for a New York drunk driver who killed four people. We hear more on this tragic story from national correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Daniel Hayden, who worked as a substance abuse counselor and wrote a book on addiction, was convicted of murder and other charges. Prosecutors say in 2024, he drove a Ford F-150 at high speed through a fence and did not stop until he hit a family and friends celebrating at a park in Lower Manhattan. The truck stopped just feet from Helena Herrera, its momentum halted by bodies trapped underneath. Herrera says she is still haunted by the fact that the only reason she is still alive is that the bodies of her best friend and others is what actually stopped the truck. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.